Now in Colorado's morning news, no matter the generation, war trauma for veterans is real and unfortunately in many cases a lasting condition. But there is hope in treatment. Local Dr. Charles Hazelhurst is formerly with the VA and is also a Vietnam veteran.
In Vietnam, I was in a helicopter medical evacuation unit, sometimes known as dust-offs. What we did was day in, day out, evacuate wounded Americans. I'm sure I had my own share of post-traumatic stress upon return, but when I see so many of the other people that've been through so much more and seeing the difficulty they've had in their life, it goes from just a profession to a calling into a profession.
You know, I know you were working at the VA, and I'm not going to ask you to either promote them or slam them, but at the same time, I think you'd admit a lot of times for the VA, it's here's your prescription, here's a counselor to go talk to, maybe do some group therapy, but there are different ways for people to handle their post-traumatic stress, and it sounds like with this AlphaStim, that's kind of what you've gotten involved with.
There's not one path to helping somebody with post-traumatic stress. Over the years, group therapy has proved to be somewhat helpful. One thing doesn't trump anything else. More recently, the VA has started to open the doors to using AlphaStim, which is very, very helpful for reducing anxiety and for helping people feel calmer, hopefully getting them some sleep. I think sleep is one of the most difficult areas for a combat-related PTSD person.
Veterans in the documentary who say they've woken up twice a night for at minimum of 40 years, that probably doesn't surprise you.
Not at all. I used to talk about waking up between 2 and 3 o'clock every morning and going on perimeter patrol wherever I was living. Now, I stumbled across the AlphaStim and started using about 15 years ago while I was still in private practice. I brought that into the VA, and interestingly, the Army down at Fort Carson is using it relatively extensively now.
How does AlphaStim work?
It puts a very light electrical signal into the cranium. What it does is it keeps sending a pulse that's in the form of an alpha wave, and it's retraining the brain to approximate the alpha wave, the alpha rhythm in the brain, which is a relaxed state. So with folks with their hyperarousal and their emotional volatility, it's helping them calm down. In effect, it's much better than, in my view, than a lot of the medication, especially a tranquilizer, non-addictive, and it doesn't have any side effects.
How does it make you feel when you know that maybe they're getting relief from, you know, the war trauma, the demons?
Oh, well, exceptionally supportive of our service members, and I'm a great believer in helping them improve their lives and move forward in their life.
Charles Hazelhurst, we appreciate your time, and again, welcome home. Thank you for your service to our country and for helping other veterans who may be having a tough go of it right now.
All your efforts. We really appreciate you, too.
The doctor here locally, he uses AlphaStim therapy in treating veterans. The doctor will be in Aurora tonight.